Baking a cake for Belle was Gabby's idea.
Belle worked so hard conducting the Potter's Barn Band, said Gabby. It would be a lovely surprise for her.
She's gone to the big woods with Buster this morning, said Rosie the calf. If we hurry, we can have the cake ready before she gets back.
Who knows how to make a cake? Said Henny Penny. No one spoke.
Seems to me, said Daffodil, that grass tastes extremely nice.
You can't go wrong with oats, said Trot.
Worms and beetles are my best treat, said Red Rooster. Flies and seeds can't be beat, said the ducks.
My food is the tastiest, said Tam.
No, ours, said the hens.
No, mine, said Squeaky.
I know, said Tilly. Let's mix our favourite foods together. That way, our cake will taste extra yummy.
Everyone thought this was a great idea and ran off to collect the ingredients. Into the bucket went beetles, thistles, oats, seeds, leaves, hay, slugs, worms, flies, plants, grass, ants, milk and spiders.
How about some nice cardboard? Said Billy the Kid.
Yuck!
Squealed Gabby.
It's just an idea, said Billy.
Now mix,
shouted Tam.
Swish, swash, slosh. Swish, swash, slosh.
Round and round and round they stirred, until at last the cake was mixed.
Doesn't that look delicious? Said the ducklings.
Can't wait to taste it, said Rosie.
Now, said Gabby,
we'll turn the cake out onto the ground and then decorate it.
Slowly and carefully, the animals tipped the bucket over.
Sloop, slop. Sloop, slop. Plop.
The cake slopped out of the bucket into a heap on the ground.
Oh no!
Wailed the lambs.
Our lovely cake! Peeped the chicks.
Why didn't it keep its shape?
Moaned Gabby.